Which of these stories will you be talking about tomorrow? 58% of Americans now believe President Bush lied to get us into war in Iraq. 67% dissatisfied with the country's direction. Only 36% don't think Speaker Hastert should resign over the Republican sex scandal. Only 33% approve of the president. 10% of Republicans want to see control of Congress taken by the Democrats. As they say on the sports scoreboards, it's a final. Not that the Foley scandal is, still more twists to the nightmare. Representative Colby of Arizona saw some of the internet messages in 2000. Republican House leadership met with and warned Foley last autumn. In 2000, Lightwater nuclear reactors sold to North Korea by a firm on whose board of directors sat Donald Rumsfeld. In 2002, North Korea described as part of an axis of evil by an administration on whose cabinet sat Donald Rumsfeld. In 2006, North Korea has now tested nuclear devices.
The proclaimed actions taken by North Korea are unacceptable and deserve an immediate response by the United Nations Security Council.
Anybody ever heard that phrase, self-fulfilling prophecy? Celebrity comic relief, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and a rickshaw. The photographer says he may sue. And a farewell. Buck O'Neill, not voted into baseball's Hall of Fame. It was the Hall of Fame's loss. Now it is ours. He is dead at the age of 94.
Don't weep for Buck. Oh man, just feel happy, just like I am. Be thankful, just like I am, that I can do and have done the things that I did do.
All that and more now on Countdown. Good evening. This is Monday, October 9th, 29 days until the 2006 midterm elections. And if one poll is even remotely correct, the majority of this country's citizens now consider their president unbelievable. Not just adjectivally, but literally. Our fifth story on the countdown, the steady drip of scandal. Mark Foley, Iraq, Abramoff, and more threatening to sink not only the GOP hold on Congress, but also the party's increasingly unpopular commander-in-chief. Mr. Bush's approval rating falling to an all-time low in the newest Princeton research poll for Newsweek, 33% down from an already anemic 36% in August. Only 25% are pleased with the direction of this country, leaving 67% that are not. A large part of the dissatisfaction due to Mr. Bush's handling of Iraq, his purported reasons for declaring war in the first place. A majority of those surveyed, 58% in another Newsweek first, now believing that the Bush administration knowingly misled the American people in presenting its case against Saddam Hussein. Knowingly misled, a pleasant euphemism. 66% saying the conflict has not made America safer against terrorism. A majority also of the opinion it was a mistake to go to war. The past 24 hours, of course, bring now a new fear to the nation's psyche that the war in Iraq could amount to a cakewalk compared to the nightmare of a military confrontation with North Korea. The Bush administration's do-nothing diplomatic stance towards that country over the past 5 years, bringing about Pyongyang's first ever nuclear weapons blast over the weekend, and apparently few options for responding to it. The mushroom cloud of the Republican congressional sex scandal, further breaching what the GOP once called its contract with America, and its claim always made elbows up to the moral high road. 53% of those surveyed by Newsweek wanting the Democrats to win control of Congress next month. That includes 10% of Republicans. If the election were held today, 51% of likely voters saying they would vote for the Democrat in their district. 39% would vote for the Republican. The poll closed Friday, before the newest wave of significant developments in the mess that began with Mark Foley and just continues to radiate outwards. Here